哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, good evening, everyone.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，带领我们一个礼拜的平安。
Thank God for His guidance through a peaceful week.
使我们能够在这边进入安息按照主所吩咐的来聚会敬拜他。
Thank God that we're able to gather here in accordance with God's promise this evening to enter His rest.
在晚上，我们一起来看历代志上的25章。
So tonight, let us refer our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 25.
请翻到历代志上的25章。
Let's refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 25.
25章的第一节。
25 verse 1.
大卫和众首领分派分派亚撒、西曼并耶杜顿的子孙弹琴、鼓瑟、敲拔唱歌他们供职的人数记在下面。我们跳过来看第三节。
Let's jump to verse 3.
耶杜顿的儿子基大利、西利、耶筛亚、哈沙比亚、马他提亚、示梅共六人，都归他们父亲耶杜顿指教，弹琴、唱歌、称颂、赞美神。阿们。在这里25章记载了圣殿当中在音乐侍奉上的人。
In chapter 25, the verses we read records the musicians that served in the temple of God.
我们知道大卫有心要帮神建造圣殿。
We know that David had the heart to construct a temple for the Lord.
但是神却拒绝了他要建殿的心意。
However, the Lord refused David's good will of constructing his temple.
神对大卫说，你手上流了许多人的血。
Because the Lord said to David that you have shed a lot of blood on your hands.
所以你不能为我建殿。
So therefore, you cannot construct a temple for me.
神对大卫说，你虽然不能建殿，但你的儿子所罗门要为你来建要代替你来为我建造殿宇。
The Lord proceeded to tell David, even though you cannot construct my holy temple, but your son, Solomon, one day shall perform this task.
而大卫虽然没有办法亲自的来为神建造圣殿。
So, even though David was not able to personally commission God's construction of temple.
但是他仍然尽力地做他所能做的。
However, he continued to do and serve how he can.
他预备了许多的金银、铜铁各样的材料。
As a result, he prepared for the Lord various materials of construction.
他也安排训练这个各项圣殿里面服事的工人。
He also proceeded to train various workers for service to the Lord.
在这边我们看到有一群人，他们是专门在圣殿当中做音乐的侍奉。
In this chapter, we read that there is a group of people in their core service or job was to be musicians in the temple.
而在这里圣经特别的把他们的家族、宗谱、人名通通都记载下来。
And yet, in the Bible, it recorded these musicians' genealogies.
而这些圣殿当中的歌唱者，他们有很多值得我们今天在教会侍奉值得去思考跟学习的。
And consequently, these musicians have a lot of good examples for us to learn after today.
首先我们看回来25章的第一节。
Let's return to chapter 5 verse 1.
这里说分派他们的子孙弹琴、鼓瑟、敲拔唱歌这各样的供职。
Here records that these musicians would prophesy with harps, stringed instruments and cymbals.
那这边讲到这些在圣殿当中啊，这个颂赞神的人，他们有不同使用不同的乐器。
So we can learn that in the temple, these musicians that serve the Lord played various different instruments.
那有人弹琴，有人用鼓瑟，有人来敲拔。
Some person would play the harp, others play string instruments, and others play the cymbals.
那使用不同的乐器，但是能够和弦组合起来，成为乐章。
Even though they play different instruments, but they were able to play in concert into a complete music for the Lord.
来告诉我们说，其实今天神的家需要各方面不一样的人才。
This reminds us that in the house of the Lord, we need different skilled members.
那如同保罗在哥林多前书十二章告诉我们的。
Just like Paul has once told us in 1 Corinthians.
我们请翻到哥林多前书的十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章的第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位。功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事情。
Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
那在这边，保罗告诉我们，教会里面按着需要有不一样的恩赐。
Here Paul reminds us that depending on the needs of the church, there are different gifts.
有人有智慧，有人有知识，有人有信心，有人有恩赐。
Some people may have faith, some people may have wealth, some people may have other gifts.
但是用这不一样的恩赐彼此搭配，互相合作，而得到一个完整的身体。
And each one of us rely on each other's gifts and skills so that we can accomplish one goal.
因为你跟我，我们都有不同。
Because every one of us are different.
其实这就是神所创造当中的奇妙。
And that is the miracle of God's creation.
你有你的优点，我有我的长处。
You have your merits, and I have my advances or skills.
你有你的软弱，我有我的不足。
You may have your weaknesses, but I also have inadequacies.
但是就是因着我们的不同。
But because we are different.
使我们学习在侍奉当中彼此的配合，互相的去理解跟忍让。
We are able to be sympathetic to each other and also work in concert towards one goal.
就好像我们在玩拼图一样。
Just like we're playing the puzzle.
你看那每一块的拼图，它一定有的地方凸出来，有的地方凹进去。
You can see that every piece of the puzzle had areas that sticks out or areas that concave.
但是只要找到正确的位置，将它摆上，它就得到了价值。
But when you're able to put two of the pieces together, both of them together serve its purpose.
所以在这里告诉我们，神的殿中，他所侍奉的有不一样的乐器。
Here reminds us that in the temple of the Lord, there are different musicians that play different instruments.
如同你跟我，我们在教会当中也有能够负担不同的责任。
Likewise, for you and I today in church, we have different tasks.
所以我们不用常常看别人或是羡慕为什么他可以，我不行。
So we don't need to compare ourselves against others.Whether if someone is lacking or I'm capable of something.
其实生命的价值在于找到神所藏在你生命当中的能力。
One of the values of our life is to be able to determine or understand our contribution towards God.
所以在这边我们看到圣殿当中的歌者，他们会的乐器是不同的。
So therefore, in the verses we read, these musicians are skilled in different instruments.
那但是在这里有一个我们要特别注意的地方。
However, there is one area that we can pay special attention to.
那我们如果看这个唱歌的，它的原来的意思叫做说预言的。
And in the Bible, it used the word prophecy.As a way of singing hymns.
那在中文里面写唱歌哦。
In the Chinese text, it says singing.
那它其实原来的意思是说预言的。
But in the original text, that word it means prophecy.
那我们可能会觉得，这个说预言好像跟前面的这些恩赐不搭。
And you may feel that, The action of prophecy is different than playing an instrument.
啊，你说有人弹琴，有人敲鼓，突然跑出一个说预言的，你会觉得他可能跑错了舞台啊。
Because it stands out against someone playing the string instrument or harps, the fact that someone prophesies.It doesn't jive with that.
所以它改成是个唱歌的，看起来才能跟乐器做搭配。
That's why in the Chinese text, it used interpreted the word into singing to be able to make more sense against the instruments that's being referenced.
但是它原来的文字或许换一种翻译会比较适合。
However, we should consider the original text's interpretation as more
appropriate. 它可以说这耶杜顿的子孙用弹琴、鼓瑟、敲拔来说预言呐。
It's more appropriate to probably say that the Jeduthun's sons are prophesizing with harps, string instruments, and cymbals.
所以他告诉我们说，不管你是弹琴，你是鼓瑟，你是敲拔，不管你用的哪一项乐器，他都只为了一个目标。
Which reminds us or tells us that no matter what instruments that you play,There's only one objective.
那就是说预言，将神的心意带来给大家知道。
Which is to prophecy, which in other words, bringing the meaning or the will of God to be revealed to others.
那所以弹琴不是要表现你有多么高超的技巧。
So when you're playing an instrument, it's not to showcase your massive amount of skills.
鼓瑟敲拔不是让大家看到你表现的能力。
When you beat the drum or the cymbals, it's not to brag about your capabilities.
因为不管是什么乐器，不管是什么样的侍奉，它都要达到一个目标，它才有价值。
Because regardless of how skilled you are or what instruments you play, you should really have one goal.
那这唯一的目标就是借着你的侍奉，让你成为说预言的人啊。
Which is the goal of through the instruments that you play to prophesy for the Lord.
那这也是我们今天每一个人在神的家中参与各项的侍奉所必须要追求的目标。
And this is the goal that every one of us would have to pursue after in our services to the Lord.
不管你所负担的是什么样的责任，不管是教会所托付给你的是什么样的工作。
Regardless of what assignments you're tasked with,or what you like to do.
那你我我们侍奉所追求的目的就是要借着我们的工作来让人听见神的声音。
All of our common goals in our service through various tasks in church is so that others may get to know the Lord.
那如果你能够达到这个目标，你的侍奉就是有价值的。
If you're able to prioritize this goal, then you shall have value in your work.
啊，但是如果你不能经由侍奉成为一个说预言的人。
But on the other hand, if you're not able to, through your skills and work, prophesy for the Lord.
那不管你的能力有多强，成果有多大，你的侍奉在神眼里没有太大的价值。
And consequently, regardless how capable you are, how skilled you are, your work shall never add value to the Lord.
那所以在这里是这一段里面给我们的一个提醒。
So, from this verse,this is a reminder to all of us.
那我们看回来历代志上的二十五章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 25.
那二十五章的第三节。
Chapter 25, verse 3.
这里说共六人都归他们父亲耶杜顿指教，请念。
Here says six of them are under the direction of their father Jethatha.
在这边这一句话重复出现了几次。
And this description repeated itself several times.
这个都归他们的父亲指教这句话重复了几次啊？
Description that these six are under the direction of their father came up a few times in this chapter.
我们看到这些圣经中的歌者，他们的侍奉是一代传下一代的。
And we can see that these musicians in the temple, they inherit that task generation after generation.
父亲侍奉，儿女学习，儿女侍奉，下代的后代子孙也效法先祖的榜样。
When their father served as musicians, that's passed to their children, and their children in turn passes that skills to their children.
那我们叫这个叫信仰的传承，叫侍奉的传承。
And that's so-called the spiritual inheritance of our faith.
那这里要告诉我们每一个人，这传承功夫是从父亲开始。
Tells us that many of our skills are in our faith and spirit are inherited by our parents.
不管是我们侍奉的工作，或者是我们信仰的果效，常常都是父母亲做榜样，儿女有效法的对象。
Our faith and also the fruits of our spiritual work oftentimes are inherited by our parents.
好像在这里耶杜顿要教导他的儿女，他本身必须要自己有侍奉的能力。
In order for the father Jethatha to teach his children, he himself has to set examples.
如果他告诉他的孩子说，来，你要这样弹琴，来，看着爸爸做，然后转过来说，啊，其实爸爸不会啊。
If he attempts to teach his children certain instrument, but then he's not able to because he himself doesn't know how to play that instrument.
他的儿子看看他说，你不会，你不会还要叫我学。
His children would then be confused as to how can you teach me if you don't know how to play.
你告诉我，我们要爱神，要侍奉神，要常常在神的殿中，但是说完你就跑掉了。
If you tell me that I have to love the Lord, I have to serve the Lord, but yet you yourself leave a chapel early every time.
走之前说，儿子啊，要热心，儿子啊，要爱神，儿子啊，你留着，爸爸出去玩啊。
When the father goes away from the church, reminds and admonishes his kids to serve the Lord and work hard, but yet you yourself goes away on vacation.
说当我们自己缺乏了属灵的榜样，让后代的让儿女跟后代子孙做学习。
When we ourselves as parents lack the spiritual examples, then how can we teach our or expect our children?
常常当我们讲的越多，出现的效果越差。
To carry out the same, and sometimes the more we talk about it, the less amount of work we do.
为什么？因为你讲的头头是道啊，但是啊，你的孩子说，那你呢？看你那个样子。
Sometimes we're very eloquent in telling others what to do, but yet we're pointed out by our children as to not carrying out what we preach.
所以当我们缺乏了给儿女做榜样的能力，我们的教导自然就缺乏力量。
When we lacked the ability to teach our children by example, then we lose our ability to teach, period.
作为一个传道我们有很多的机会要参与帮协助教会青年的活动。
As ministers of the church, we have a lot of opportunities to participate in youth events.
感谢神这些年来我们教会的青年对于参加活动都算热衷。
Thank the Lord that over the last few years, I feel like our youths in our church are very active and participates in our youth activities.
很多父母也非常支持，愿意让孩子参加教会各项的活动。
And I also see that a lot of our parents are very willing and encourages their children to participate in our church activities.
当然有的父母跟我说，感谢主啊，小孩一放我就去 vacation
A lot of parents will tell us, thank God that the minute that I commission my child to church, I go on vacation.
说啊，传道啊，辛苦你们啊，刚好让我们家喘一口气啊。
Oftentimes, parents will tell us that they thank me for taking in their children while they could relieve themselves of stress.
啊，其实这个也没有什么不好，至少你愿意让你的孩子参加教会的活动。
On the surface, there's nothing wrong with this. At least the positive side is that you're willing to bring your child to participate in church.
但是这些年以来，其实我们观察到一个问题啊。
However, over the course of a few years, we observe one issue.
那我们观察到说，当孩子不断的参加教会的活动，参加各样的讲习，圣经知识越来越完整丰富啊。
The issue is that over the course of a few years, we see that our children are advancing in their Bible wisdom. They are participating actively in church activities.
啊，常常他们当他们转过身来回到家中，看到父母，他们会开始打问号。
However, when they go home, when they interface with their parents, they are confused.
啊，教会教的、传道讲的、圣经学的，怎么跟我的父母啊活的不太一样啊？
They are confused because what they see and observe at home are different than what they've learned in church.
啊，说明明不是啊，应该是信仰当中不断的长进，为什么我回到家中所看到的很多行为事情跟圣经教导的原则不同？
They might be perplexed as to we should be advancing in our faith to continue to improve in our faith. However, they don't see that happening.
有时候孩子啊会把自己所学的或者是一些啊问题来问父母，结果发现我的父母都不会。
Perhaps the children would go home and ask questions of their parents on the studies that from church, but yet their parents does not know the answer.
啊，当然啊，我们可以说啊，大人忙啊，工作啊，啊，没有时间呐、啊。我们可以给自己找很多的原因跟理由。
Of course, we can find a lot of excuses for ourselves. We're busy in our career and in our business.
啊，我又没有暑假。
We don't have summer.
我要上班，我要赚钱，我要养你啊！你可以给自己很多的原因跟理由的。
I can't, afford to not work to sustain the family, and of course we can come up with a lot of excuses.
那但是啊，事实就是孩子在成长的过程当中，发现你懂的其实很少。
And but the reality is that by doing so, our children will discover that really your faith knowledge is limited.
或者是他有疑问来询问你，他得到的答案常常跟圣经不符合。
Or perhaps when they come to consult in you, that your answer are oftentimes not consistent with what the Bible teaches.
所以当我们觉得说奇怪呀，我的孩子怎么越来越不听我的，越来越不会来询问我一些人生的指南。
So the moment that you start feeling that why is it that my children no longer comes to me for advice? How come they are starting to not listen to me?
那或许是因为他们在跟你互动的经验当中，发觉跟他们所受的训练差距越来越远。
Maybe that's happening is because what they're experiencing with you are drastically different than what they've been taught in church.
那当然，生活有压力，这个是事实。
Indeed, every one of us have the fact of dealing with daily stress.
啊，但是孩子觉得你懂得很少，这也是事实。
However, it is could potentially be a fact that your children will see that you don't have a lot of spiritual knowledge.
啊，所以我们一定要把握机会，不断的自我充实啊。
So we have to cherish every moment that we have to fulfill ourselves.
啊，想尽办法能够给儿女留下信仰属灵的榜样。
We have to fight for every opportunity to find ways to preserve the faiths and spirituality of our children.
那如同在这里我们所看到的，耶稣顿能够教导他的孩子，因为他懂得怎么样侍奉。
So the Bible says that the father Jephthah is able to rear after his children is because he knows how to how to do so.
而耶稣顿也能够牵着他孩子的手，父子一同走在侍奉的路上。
And Jethethaw is able to lead by example to lead his children to in service of the Lord.
这也是给你我今天在养育儿女、带领家庭留下一个重要的方向。
So this is a clear reminder to you and I who are parents of what we must do.
我们看回来历代志上的二十五章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter
25. 二十五章的第六节。
First Chronicles chapter 25 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里说都归他们父亲指教，在神的殿唱歌、敲拔、弹琴、鼓瑟，办神殿的事务，亚撒、耶杜顿、西曼都是王所命定的。第七节，他们和他们的弟兄学习颂赞神，善于歌唱的共288人。请念。
Verse 6, these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord with cymbals, string instruments, and harps for service of the house of God. Asaph, Jethethaw, and Heman were under the authority of king. Verse 7, so the number of them with their brethren were, who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful was 288.
在这边告诉我们说这些这个圣殿当中的乐师这个音乐家，他们都要学习颂赞神呢。
Here it tells us that all the musicians in the house of the Lord, they all have to learn how to play instruments.
我们刚讲过这些人这些父亲他们已经在教导他们的儿女了。
We've talked about previously that their fathers taught them, reared and taught after them.
他们是专业的，是有经验的，是侍奉过的。
They have experience because they themselves are skilled and they have served.
所以这些有经验的这些有经验的这些师父，他们在教导年轻下一代的学生。
And the teacher, which are the father of these children, through their experiences and skills, are teaching their children.
但是在这边圣经当中讲到一句，他们都在学习颂赞神呐。
And here in the verse it says that they are.
第七节
So they were instructed. Their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord.
在这边讲说这些人他们都在学习呀。
It says these children were.
不只是 children 哦，这些他们的这些弟兄都在学习呀。
That these brethren were instructed in the songs of the Lord.
这些在这里讲的并不是这些下一代，并不是这些年轻人，并不是这些孩子。
So this is not just the children, but their brethren were also instructed in the songs of the Lord.
而是说在这个侍奉当中，所有参与的人都在不断的学习，继续的长进。
In other words, in the temple, everyone that were there were instructed of in the songs of the Lord.
今天当我们一开始参与侍奉的工作。
When we first attempt or learn how to serve the Lord.
当我们刚刚开始还是菜鸟，没经验，没本事，什么都不懂。
When we're just rookies, we don't have a lot of experience. We don't know a whole lot.
别人给你指教，别人给你建议，别人给你批评，你只会虚心的接受，说谢谢你告诉我。
When others tell you or directs you, you can only humbly accept and thank them.
但是随着时间的过去，随着侍奉的年资，随着经验的累积，常常我们的态度会开始改变。
However, through the years that we advance and through the experiences that we gain, oftentimes our attitude changes.
尤其是当你是某一项的侍奉这个老经验、老资格，你是这个最资深的。
Perhaps, especially when you get to a point where you're the subject matter expert, you have the most experiences or skilled in the most in this one task.
那常常到最后，你就变成所谓的权威呀。
At the end, you become the ultimate authority in this topic.
所以讲道有讲道的权威，翻译有翻译的权威，诗情有诗情的权威，解经也有解经的权威啊。
Those skilled people may have authority in interpreting, authority in giving sermons, authority in playing piano, or even authority in interpreting the words of God.
那常常到最后就是只能我教你，只能你听我讲。
And unfortunately, what ends up happening sometimes is that when you're in that kind of position of authority, only you, others can listen to you, only you can teach.
我是专业，我是权威耶，你们谁有我懂，你们谁会的比我多。
Because we think that we're the subject matter expert, we've got the most experience, there's no one that knows more than me.
我是老经验耶，我是老资格耶，我开始侍奉的时候你在干嘛？
Because I've done this for years and years. When I started, where were you?
所以有时候当我们在累积的经验这个能累积的经验侍奉的年资之后，我们不再学习。
So what happens is when we get to this point of being an expert in certain topic, we stop learning ourselves.
我们喜欢教导，我们喜欢教训别人。
Instead, we like to teach others. We like to be critical of others.
我们觉得自己很懂，我们觉得我已经够了。
We feel like we're the expert, and we don't need to learn anything.
但是在这边告诉我们说，这些老师、父亲们，他们仍然与他们的弟兄们一同的学习怎么样颂赞神。
But here the Bible reminds us that not only the children in the temple, but their brethren, even their fathers and others that are involved are continuing to learn.
这是一个侍奉当中自我谦卑的态度。
This is an attitude of humility that we need to have in our service to the Lord.
更是每一个资深的工人要给自己的警惕。
This is most important reminder that we have to have as servants of the Lord.
是不是随着我们经验越多，能力越强，看这个位置越高，我们越忘记自己是谁？
Should we forget who we really are as we advance in our experience?
讲话大声，走路有风，什么事情都要以我的意见为标准。
Do we really have wind that passes by when we're walking down the hallway? Do we really need to have everyone listen to us?
所以求神能够使我们每一个人都能够回到原点，得到起初的这个初心呐。
We ask God to catch us of this tendency so that we can return to the heart of a rookie.
如果能够用起初那种战战兢兢、谦卑侍奉的态度，我们一定能够完成侍奉的功夫。
If we can have the heart when we first started, to be very reverent and very serious and astute, then we will be successful.
而在这里是从谦卑的认识到说，我也需要学习开始。
The pivotal point here is that we need to be humble and acknowledge that even I need to learn more.
我们看回来历代志上的25章。
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 25.
25章的第八节。
1 Chronicles chapter 25 verse 8.
25章8节，这些人无论大小，为师为徒的，都一同至谦分了班次，请念。
Verse 8, and they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student.
在这边是形容到他们开始侍奉。
Here it describes that they start, how they started their service.
这些圣殿当中的乐者，他们有父亲，有孩子，有老师，有徒弟呀。
In the temple, these amongst these musicians, there's students, there's the fathers, there's the brethren, and there's the teachers.
有的是年纪老年长者，有的是年轻人。
There are youth.Amongst them, and there are elders.
所以在这边，他们在训练当中，老的带小的，有经验的带没有经验的。
in their regular training, the elderly would guide the youth, and the teacher would guide the students.
但是很有趣的是。 当他们真正进入侍奉的时刻,
but interesting enough, when they're about to actually serve the Lord,
在这里他们不讲谁是父亲，谁是儿子，谁是老师，谁是徒弟，不讲这个的。
They no longer emphasize who is the teacher, who are the elders.
这里讲说，无论大小，为师为徒，一同抽签，平均分担工作。
Here it says that regardless of small or great, they cast lots for their duties.
这是一个非常值得我们去思考的一个方法或是一个现象。
This is a very worthy approach or formula for us to consider.
那我们华人讲说有事弟子服其劳，就是有事情小朋友你去做。
Oftentimes there's a Chinese saying that if there's, when there's something to be done, the youth will serve the elders.
我是老师耶,
I'm the teacher.
我只负责动口而已。
I only need to talk.
你是学生耶,
you're the student.
你去做事啊, 你年轻人啊, 你去做事啊。
You need to do the work.
所以有时候我们, 这个因为我是老师, 因为我有经验, 因为我是父亲, 所以我只动口我不动手的。
So because sometimes we're the teacher, we have the experience, that we feel we only need to talk and we don't need to have any actions.
反正我讲你听你去做。
And our concept might be, I will direct and you will act.
但是在这边我们却看到了当真正进入侍奉是人人都参与大家都有份。
But here in the Bible, it reminds us that when we are actually serving the Lord, regardless of your position and status and experience, we all have similar lots.
教会里面没有那个手插着在旁边发号施令指挥交通的人啊。
In church, there shouldn't be a person with their arm crossed just barking out directions.
而是能讲又能做，能够从自己开始付出。
They can direct, but they can also do themselves, but it all starts actions with themselves.
其实有时候我们会看到两种的极端啊。
Oftentimes, we'll see two extreme ends of the situation.
一种是通通我来做，一种是通通给你做。
The one extreme is somebody that's taking on everything themselves. On the other hand, somebody that would refuse all the work and punt it on others.
为什么通通给我做？因为我需要舞台呀，我需要舞台呀。
The tendencies of wanting to do all the work is I need the stage, I need the attention.
让大家知道说，你看，因为教会有我，什么才完成？你看，什么侍奉当中有我出马就没有问题呀。
They feel as a sense of importance to have others acknowledge how important they are, that only through them that they can accomplish things in church.
所以一个极端是样样都要我来做，让大家都能看到我的威力呀。
So this extreme will require everyone allowing this person to do that task only, and only through that person their capabilities will be revealed.
甚至画出来说这个地方是我的地盘，这里要做什么事都要经过我同意才可以。
They would even set boundaries as to which area, which tasks belongs to them and that you shall now touch.
说当我们有这样子的侍奉心态，这个不叫做热心，这个叫做什么？ 这个叫做给自己求荣耀。
When you're in with this mindset, this is no longer serving the Lord. What this is to glorifying yourselves.
而另外一个极端反过来，有的人是什么？通通不要我做，我通通都不做。
On the other extreme, there are people that refuses all tasks.
不要，我帮忙，不要挂名，不要，我帮忙就好了。
I prefer not to. Others can take care of it.
为什么你不挂名？很简单啊，因为不挂名没有责任。
Don't assign me, don't put me in the lot, because that way I'm not going to get assigned. I won't have any responsibilities.
帮忙就是什么？就是我想做我做，我不想做我走。
I just wanted to assist. I just wanted to support. And really what that means is that I'm free to leave anytime.
有时候会听到有人讲这句话。
Sometimes I hear people say this.
有人会讲说能者多劳，有本事的多做一点，能者多劳。
Some people will say, Those that are capable, let them do more.
啊，其实我个人很讨厌这句话。
Personally, I don't like this,
啊,
this phrase.
你会觉得说你讲这句话好像在赞美啊，能者多劳啊，你棒啊，你多做一点啊。
Because on the surface, it may sound like you're praising those that are capable, and so therefore let them do more.
那、啊、其实反过来就是一种自我的安慰，我不是能者，所以跟我没有关系。
On the flip side, really, what you're saying is that I'm not capable, so this.These tasks have no part with me.
你多做一点啊，你很棒啊，你很厉害啊，你有恩赐啊，你多做一点啊。
You go ahead. You're the capable one.
啊，我没有恩赐啊，我回家看电视。
I don't have any skills, so I'm going to go home and watch TV.
哦，所以当你说能者多劳，是给对方的鼓励，还是给自己的逃避？
We have to examine our motivation when we say that to others. What are you really praising others, or are you, shying away from responsibility.
在这边说，从大到小，由老到少，不论是为父的、为子的、为师的、为徒的，大家通通都参与。
In the Bible, it tells us, regardless how small or how great you are, whether if you're the teacher or the student, they all equally cast lots for their service.
那使每一个人由父到子，不但留榜样，而且在神面前有荣耀。
So all of them have equal opportunities to set good examples.To teach others or learn after one another and glorify God.
那今天我们在教会参与侍奉。
Today we serve in our services to the Lord.
今天我们在养育敬虔的儿女。
Today as we teach our children.
那求神让我们能够以这些圣殿当中的歌者来做我们来做我们大家的学习对象。
We hope that as we're servingThe Lord and each other that we can mimic and learn from these musicians from the temple of God.
啊，能够使我们一代一代借着我们的侍奉，都成为在主面前说预言的人。
So that we could inherit all the skills of prophesying for the Lord to our generations to come.
我们一起来唱诗三百三十二首。
Let's sing hymn 332. Please be seated.
我们现在要来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to pray in conclusion.
啊，祷告当中为明天安息日的聚会来祷告。
Let us pray for our service tomorrow.
啊，求主耶稣让更多的人能够放下世上的缠累，能够来到主的面前。
We ask the Lord to allow more people to let go of their burdens in this world to come to participate.In his rest.
那为我们所知道身体欠安啊，心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let us also remember to pray for those brothers and sisters that are unwell or need support in their health.
啊，也为明天后天两天美国总会在这边的会议来代祷。
Let us also pray for the General Assembly meetings. That's coming ahead.
愿主耶稣能够借着他的仆人来完成他的工。
And let us ask God to fulfill the work of his servants.
一起来同心祷告。
Let us pray.